USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is lashing out at Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings after he was authorized to subpoena texts and emails from White House officials. As chair of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings criticized Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan for the poor conditions at detention centers at the border. The president tweeted that Cummings is a bully for screening at the Border Patrol. Cummings tweeted back that it's his duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, and it is also his moral duty to fight for his constituents. The Supreme Court has given the go-ahead for work to begin on several sections of a southern border wall. A 5-4 vote by the conservative majority high court gave the president a win by allowing his administration to redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his border wall. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Speaker of the House and OAC have met to clear the air. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A meeting of the minds behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a positive meeting and productive.
Pelosi had this to say.
I have some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler filed a petition in federal court to obtain secret grand jury material from the Mueller investigation. Nadler said the panel needs the information to consider whether to pursue impeachment against the president after Robert Mueller's testimony.
He told us in a remarkable exchange that but for the Department of Justice policy from prohibiting from doing so, he would have indicted President Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A wildfire that's been visible from Interstate 5 in southern Oregon for the past few days has grown to nearly 9,000 acres, and authorities have told some residents to be ready to evacuate. The Milepost 97 fire near Canyonville started late Wednesday and is burning in steep rocky terrain. The Oregon Department of Forestry said about 900 firefighters and 15 helicopters are battling the blaze, along with a host of large air tankers. Smoke from the fire has led to an air quality advisory in four counties in the southwest part of the state. Europe is dealing with problems, including travel disruptions from one of the worst heat waves ever. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The travel problems began on Thursday, especially disrupting rail and air travel in Britain, lasting into Friday. Technical problems at the air traffic control center there grounded many flights at the nation's two main airports. Britain, along with much of Western Europe, enduring one of its hottest days ever on Thursday, with a reading of 102 Fahrenheit recorded at Cambridge University's Botanic Garden in eastern England. Paris recorded its hottest day ever at nearly 109. Europeans and tourists were jumping into fountains, lakes, rivers, or the sea to escape the heat wave rising up from the Sahara. Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are all places where air conditioning is not typically installed in homes or stores or restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.